Hello.
I'm calling for National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you so much. And are you 18 years old and older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And may I know what is your age?
60.
Thank you. And we said that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Much more important or somewhat more important?
Much more important.
Thank you. And what makes you feel that way about the importance of voting in this election?
So that we're next. To make sure that we're properly represented.
Okay. Give me a second. I'm typing this here. I'm writing down this information. All right. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. And in your opinion, would you say the economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
Thank you. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most about? You may choose up to two. I'm going to read you a list and then let me know. First one says, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president. Next one, tackling inflation and improving the economy. Improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, or stopping the destructive policy agenda of Project 2025, growing opportunities for everyone to get ahead and thrive, not going back to the Trump years of division and chaos, stopping the Supreme Court from rolling back our rights and freedoms, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, or protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms?
The schools and women's rights.
Okay. Give me a sec. Okay. All right. I got it. And now I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is Hakeem Jeffries.
Never
How
heard
would you
of
rate him? Okay. About Republicans in Congress.
Who?
Republicans in Congress.
You say rated from 1 to 100?
Yeah, from 0 to 100.
0 to 100, I say 5.
Okay, thank you. About Democrats in Congress.
60.
Thank you. About Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. How about Kamala Harris?
40.
Thank you. Next one is J.D. Vance.
Never heard of him.
Okay. How about Joe Biden?
I say a 30.
Thank you. Next one, Project 2025.
Never heard about it.
And last one, Cornel West.
Never heard of him.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way out, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom will you vote?
Kamala.
Thank you. And we're almost, well, we are about halfway. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Vice President Harris and what she's doing?
Yeah.
Just a lot or just some?
Some.
Okay, thank you. And has what you have read, seen, or heard recently about Vice President Harris made you more or less favorable towards her?
More.
Much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
Somewhat more favorable.
Thank you. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards Vice President Harris?
That she will work for equality for everyone.
Thank you so much. Okay. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that statement is very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, and 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason. 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number from 0 to 10. First statement says, in November, we have a simple choice. Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. Kamala Harris served the people as a young assistant district attorney, working her way up to attorney general of California. She stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison. Trump has had dozens of sexual misconduct accusations and was found guilty of sexual assault. Harris represented middle class homeowners against abusive big banks, and she won. Trump was taken to court for housing discrimination. Harris has been taking down criminals like Trump her entire career, and with our support, she will do it again in November to save our democracy. How would you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Next one, Kamala Harris is focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs and stopping surprise medical billing. She will crack down on price gouging by big corporations and on the junk fees that companies mysteriously add on. We have to elect someone who has a plan to make our lives affordable again so that we can get ahead. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Next, when Donald Trump says he will repeal Obamacare, removing protections for pre-existing conditions and eliminating health insurance for millions of Americans, Kamala Harris understands how working families struggle to cover the cost of health care. As Vice President, Harris led a successful campaign to lower maternal death rates, help reduce the price of insulin to $35 for millions of Americans, and help pass rules to keep millions of Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
Let's say a 7.
Thank you. And last one says, this November we have the historic opportunity to vote for change. We have the chance to vote for Kamala Harris as not just the first woman to be president, but also the black woman to hold the highest office in the country. But Harris is more than just history, and this election is about more than just her background. Voting for Harris gives us a chance to take our country in a new direction and give voice to a new generation that's fighting for change in racial justice. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you so much. We're almost done here. Thank you again for your time, for your patience. Now let me ask you again, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom will you vote?
Kamala.
Thank you so much. And let me ask you again, now that we talk a little more about the elections, where you said that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Much more important or somewhat more important?
Much more important.
Thank you so much. And how often do you receive information about the war and politics from social media? Very often. Often, not often, or not at all?
Often.
Thank you. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube?
Facebook.
Thank you so much. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12th grade.
Thank you so much. Are you married or unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week or once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Once a week.
Thank you so much. All right. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, well, you said nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white.
Half.
About half? Okay.
Yes.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburb.
Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
I'm sorry, what was that question?
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your participation today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your time. Bye.